Coast to Coast with Art Bell. If you're calling from east of the Rockies, you're a little late. If you're calling from west of the Rockies, we're not answering the phone. If you're actually in the Rockies, haven't you got something better to do? And if you are Rocky, if you've just got a few lumps, a few rocks right up there in your head, this is Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM. You lumpy bastard. You.
Thank you, Ross Mitchell. Boy, you're really squirrely. Really squirrely. Ross is getting squirrely as the months approach to the summer equinox. And certainly as we approach the summer equinox, well, the mind turns to perhaps more romantic notions. Or as the early feudal people called them, or the early Wiccan or Druid people called them, the fertility rites. Good evening and welcome to Art Bell's Coast to Coast here, Coast to Coast AM. And this evening, General Johnson Jameson will be exploring the world of fertility rite with us on Ghost to Ghost. First, this word from Piedmont Enterprises. Friends, after the Armageddon has hit, the stock market crashes, the world begins to implode. There is no civilized place left on Earth for you to hide. What are you going to smoke? Well, as you know, there won't be any tobacco fields. There won't be any of that tobacco field way back home, way down yonder, all of that. However, Piedmont Enterprises presents the new cigarette made of your own eliminations. That's right, friends. If you subsist on a diet of nuts, berries, and some rat meat, all you have to do is dry it out and roll it up. That's right. It's the new crap cigarette made from human dung from Piedmont. Piedmont, of course, has all the rights to this, even though it's your own dump. All right, General Johnson Jameson is joining us here. General Jameson, how are you this evening?
Well, I'm a lot better than you, Bell. Crap cigarettes. I've been smoking those for years. There's no copyright. What I do is I eat a diet of flax, bran, and wheat berry. And then I pinch one out, let it dry for about 6 days, and I go out there until it's just like dust, roll it up, and I get high on it. See, so I'm way ahead of you.
Well, congratulations, General Jameson. Now, you're talking about fertility rights, and what exactly were you speaking of?
Well, the fertility right is one that, of course, has been engaged in for many centuries, Bell. You have recently married a young lady from the Philippines. I hear that you are you in the Philippines now?
Yes, I am.
Jesus. It's a hell of a cell phone, huh?
No, actually, I'm on our land-based line here in the Coast to Coast studios.
Well, it's wild. Anyway.
Well, you're underneath the Saskatchewan crust.
That's true. Well, anyway, what I was going to say is, you met your wife, what, mail order?
No, I did not. I met her as a common... She was a friend of some people that we knew.
Well, why did I hear that it was mail order?
I don't know why you heard that. That was one of those rumors, I guess. No, my wife, I met among common friends. She was a friend of a friend, and we got to know each other very well.
You didn't send away for her?
No, I did not.
Well, I did send away for a mail-order bride. Now, what do you think of that? I guess that makes me kind of low in your eyes, huh?
No, it does not, General Jameson. I know you're lonely.
No. Don't you pity me, black boy. No. Now, let me tell you something, Bell. I sent away for this young lady.
In the Philippines?
Taiwan.
Taiwan? Mail-order bride from Taiwan?
Yes. And would you like to meet her?
Certainly.
Hi. Say hello to the man. The air went out of her. Damn it.
Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Brought to you by Piedmont Enterprises. Roll 'em dung cigarettes.
Wait a minute, Bell. I think I hear. Her name is Sheila. Say hi, Sheila. Ah, shoot. Igor, you and your knitting needles.
One 949-8666. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.